All right, a good talk. Welcome back from Hanukkah. We had just started Sif Zayin, Simkuf Nunvot Sif Zayin. Just to recap, what we were going on is that we had a number of different classes of Asagas Gvul, the classic case of Asagas Gvul when the zone is coming from outside the city, that's the Machabris case. And then starting from Sif Vav and onward, is like that's a breaking point of the Simin, starts all the Heterim. So we had a number of Heterim, just Chazibah very quickly. In Sif Vav we had a Heter of a Reichel, selling Besomim, is allowed to come into town because of Takanis Ezra. We had a Heter in the Ramav Sivov of Malamde Tinoikis are allowed to come into the city because it's a Tzurek for the city to teach, and once they have the Tzurek to come in, all of a sudden now they could start selling and doing everything else, which was similar to what we had in the Ramav before in Sif Hey about a Tamil Chacham. If the Bnei Yeretzrikum Litarasai, once he has like an entrance to the city, he's allowed in because they need him, all of a sudden he could open up another confection collection. Okay, that was two Heterim in Siv Vav. Siv Zayin came along, I'm trying to always advertise you. Siv Zayin came along and had another two Heterim so far. There's going to be many more, but so far was, the beginning of Siv Zayin was a diik in the Mechaba that if you're, the whole problem is only if you're on the retail level, if you're a supplier and you're bringing in, you're importing stuff, they never asked b'chiyai gavna. They didn't put a, even if there are other importers who are already b'nei ir, they didn't ask it because they want to allow for importers and exporters because each city needs products coming from out of the state or out of the city because no one city has every single product made in their city. That's one, another heter, that's number three. And number four was yom hashuk, that if it's a fair, where the attraction to the fair, the customers in the fair are brought in because of the fair, not because of the city. The city grad is holding the fair this week or this month, but really they're coming for the fair. And the reason why people come is because the attraction is because there are thousands of sellers. Those thousands of sellers don't live in the city, they're coming from abroad. So that attraction is attracting also thousands of buyers, also coming from abroad. In the mail, you're allowed to come in because those customers aren't like the city's customers. They didn't come in because of the city. They came in because of all the sellers coming in even from outside the city. So then you're allowed to sell and come in. Those are the four Heterim. There are going to be more. But let's start again, Siv Zayin. We just had started it. Let's just read it inside again. And there's a lot more here. Siv Zayin. Ha-seichim she-mevim schayrosim limko b'teicha yoris. If people are bringing in, peddlers are bringing in their schayra, the merchants are bringing their schari, b'techa yoris, b'nei yir, makvin alei, and the b'nei yir are allowed to stop them. Milimkar, yad al yad, if they're selling retail, on the retail level, they're allowed to stop him, k'derech envonim, like chavonim, and the dik is, but on the supply level, they're now allowed to stop him. Good. V'im makru b'yayim ashok. And here's the other heter that we had learned. V'machu b'yom hashuk, if they're selling in the day of the yom hashuk, the day of a fair, bavad, only on that day, they will only do business here in the city on that day. Ein meinim ma'isam, they're not allowed to stop them. V'hu provided, this heter only allows them to come in. V'hu sheyimku b'shuk, if they're going to limit themselves and sell only in the fair, only in the yom hashuk. Avlo yagzu al ha'psachim afilu b'yom hashuk, but even on the day of the fair, they have no right to now circulate and go around the city. They only have a right to park themselves in the fair place because the fair attracted customers. So good, so I'm telling to those customers that the fair attracted. But to now go around the city, those that are already b'nei yir, you have no right to start going around the city. V'myesh, and as we discussed, even if you're going around the city to people who are alive b'nei yir, you don't have the heta. Because for some reason, somebody finds himself in the city, but good, that's because of the city, not because of the fair. Because if he was coming for the fair, he would find himself at the fair. He'd go by the fair. You're still not allowed to go inside the city and circulate, only by the fair. Okay, those are the two Heterim of this Sif so far. Comes along now another Heta, which we didn't do yet. V'im yesh lahem milva be'ir. If they have credit extended in the city, they loaned money to somebody in the city and they're waiting to collect this loan. Now, you can't tell them, okay, go back to your city. We can go back to my city. We're not going to collect my loan. I have to nudge this guy to get paid. It's not easy to getting paid. So they have to hang around here till they're able to collect their loan. And what should they do in the meantime? Twiddle their thumbs, not make money? They're going to starve to death. So, yesh lemuva be'ir, moichrim kidei panasasam. They're allowed to sell a little bit, whatever it takes for them to survive, to support themselves. I feel below yom hashuk, even though it's not the yom hashuk, so they don't have that heta, but they'll have this heta. This heta is that they're allowed to sell whatever it takes just to live till they collect their loan. Once they get paid, then they got to leave. But they're allowed to do business till they'll get paid, till they'll get paid up their loan, because that's the reason why they have to hang around in the city. Now, what's all of a sudden we have a heter? Guy has to collect a loan, all of a sudden there's a heter. What's going on? So if you look at the Me'iri says over here, Hu adin b'chol dava she'in trichem l'sake b'shvilo. This het is not limited, it's a Gemara gather, but this het is not limited only to Ahava. Any other reason, a real reason, a good reason why they have to hang around in the city, for that good reason, Chazal allowed them to do commerce only k'dei panasasim, but they allowed, it was an exception to the rule. That which Chazal asked it from Malad Benir to come into the city is only a general rule. But if you have a real good reason to be in the city, then you're allowed to come in and do business just as much as you need to survive to stay in the city. Once you got whatever that reason is, once a reason passes, then you got to leave. That's this heta. So it sounds like from the Me'iri, it's pshat the Chazal were meikel, they made a takona, they were the ones who made the takona that asked you to come in. They also said that if you have a tzayek, mepnei tzayek, they allowed you to come in. And that's really the Mordechai as well. The Mordechai says that Mamish Advot, that the Chazal allowed you, actually, I forgot his exact logic, but not to have a takola, Chazal allowed you this exception to the rule only for as much as you need. However, if you look at the Yad Ramah says a very interesting tzach. He says that the reason why by Yeshla Milva Beer you're allowed to stay, hang around in the city and do schayr till you collect alva is because why are you hanging around in the city? You're hanging around in the city for the loiva. That's how he looks at it. You're hanging around the city to collect your halva from who? From the person who's in the city. So it was sort of, this halva was extended to somebody in the city, so it was a tzayrich for somebody in the city. So since somebody in the city has a tzayrich, he's the loiva, he has the tzayrich from this halva, and we know that it takes time to collect halva, so it's like an extension. We see from that halva the tzayrich of the benir, so we allow you to stay in the city and do schayra, because it's all the tzayrich of the benir's halva. So it's everything Nachas of Benir. I mean, if you had to be in the city for some Zaitiga reason, you want to, whatever it is, well, we'll get for a few Mishalim, but that won't give you a Heta. It's not because you have a great Turk to stay in the city. The reason why you're allowed to stay in the city is because the whole Avot was for a Benir, so the whole thing, we view the whole thing as a Turk of Benir. It's a Gvaldik Achidish, but it's limited only to these type of Tzrochim. If a guy, let's say, was going on vacation and finds himself in the city, and now all of a sudden, chulila, somebody in his family becomes sick and is hospitalized, and he has to hang around in the city while the person's getting treatment, that doesn't give you a heta now to do business here. Later, Me'iri, I'm Mordechai Avadi, you would have a heta. It's a tzarech, you have to hang around in the city. It's a tzarech, so while you hang around the city, you're going to have to do some schayra, kadei panasosai. But later, Yad Ramah, the whole vote was, is we see the whole ishtalshut, it's only machmas, a tzarech for the benir. If you're on vacation, this person's not a benir, the person who's sick is not a benir, look, you wouldn't have this heta.
Tourism.
Yeah. Okay. That's already a gram. Okay. Now I'm not saying that the Yad Ramah is not a gram. It's also, but that's already a gram. The gram. Okay. And now the Yad Ramah also fears. I said, who are in all other tzrochim why you need to be in the city? But lechayer loy the Yad Ramah mas havonda. You're gonna have to touch up. What he means to say, who are in all other tzrochim that are indirectly a tzarech benir? We allow you to do schayer kadeh benasas in the meantime. All right, it's a chiddush. I'd rather think that we don't pass him like this Yad Ramah, because if you look, we're going to get to it later on, but the Mordechai, after he says his vart, that it's a special heta, an extent, Chazal gave you this heta because it's a gvaldik tzayrich, he says, Hu adin, and Ramah brings down the halakha, Hu adin, if a b'nei ha'ir have to run away, there's a sakana, and they have to run away, so they have to go to the outskirts or to the neighboring villages. They have to run away to other towns. They're allowed to do schayr in the other towns, machmas is gemara, because kozman, they can't stay in their city. They have to run away, and they find themselves in your city. They're allowed to do panasa, kadei panasa, but they're allowed to do schayr, kadei panasa. Now, if you learn, the word is like the Miri and Mordechai is very geshmak. That's why it makes a lot of sense. Any tzarek gives you this hata. But if you learn like the Yad Ramah, it has to be indirectly a tzarek of the benir. So, in the it's a it's a sakana to stay in your own city, but that doesn't make it a tzarech of the benir over here for you to be in his city.
Well, otherwise, they'll collect some starkim from the benir. Maybe they'd rather them do business than do collect starkim.
Maybe they'll throw them out of the city. They have no right to stay here altogether.
He can pay taxes. He can become a benir right away.
Oh, that's a shaila. It's later on, not pashut at all. Not Pashut. All right, whatever. We had it before. We're going to get to it probably later on. It's Yishuv. All right, but all I'm trying to say is that it's a Chiddush Yad Ramah Pashut. We don't go with the Yad Ramah like we're going to see later on in Ramah. Okay. So here we have a special note that's a fifth Heta, that whenever you have a Gevaldik Tzarek that you have to be found in the city, you need to stay in the city, you have it's a Heta, at least a Heta B'miksa, so you're allowed to do business Ketei Panasosai. If you don't need the business, it means if you have cash, liquid, you don't need this business to stay alive, then you don't have this Heta. The Heta is only a Heta Ketei Panasosai.
Even if you're a fully qualified taxpayer.
We're in this city?
In that city.
If you're fully, then you're like a banier. That's not a problem.
Even in a scenario where the money is just not needed, it's play money.
But if you're a Benier, then you have a head to no problem. Benier is all right. But with my guy who's coming from outside. All right. If you're a banker or a mortgage broker and you'd like to lend money, we could say go out. That's you're competing with the Benier. If they only come B'yayim HaShok, if they limit themselves to come only on the day of the fear, and they only extend loans to people who are also lav b'nei yir, who are coming only for the shuk, then you have this heta, similar to the mechaba, that you have a heta to do schayr, so you have the heta to extend loans beribis.
The year before was a yid only? The milva b'yir.
The milva b'yir? You mean like the yad ramaz cheshvin? You're asking a good question, I hear. We're going to get to it shortly, and excellent. All right.
Now, New Jersey can't do mortgage someone in New York because it's
technically, you're now allowed to cross the state line or the city line. We said maybe the city line. You should go out of Lakewood if you're going into a different township. We had Heterim before, and we can extend them, but just a quick chazara is that in America, this whole halacha might not apply because the Constitution says it's unconstitutional to prevent someone from state to state to do commerce. So that itself, just like the Majdam and the Ottoman Empire.
Pick up the phone,
I'm going to get to later. Because the whole vote why you can stop a lot of benir is mikoyach hamelech. And if the melech lehedya says he doesn't want you to stop them, he feels it's better for them not to be stopped, then you don't have the right.
That's
no, the Bnei Ir is invoking the Koyach HaMelech's din in the Malchusa that they have a right to stop people from coming into the city. So that's what Rashba says. Marashdam says, in the Ottoman Empire, where the Yoram Hoida, the Melech, wanted that everyone Badafka should be able to do commerce from city to city, from province to province, you wouldn't have these halachas. So there are a lot of akhrenim who go like that. I'm not saying it's Muslim lakal, but there's a lot of akhrenim who make it difficult in America.
I thought it was the kagan that he put on the Jews, and they had to divide it. If they didn't have enough money, they wouldn't be able to divide it.
Right. Correct. No, so it's a kag. So when I not that he cared, but the lumdus is if I'm paying karga to the melech and I need to satisfy his taxes that he's living onto the city, so when I pay that, it's like I rented that schus that the melech has, and I have the right. Just like what does he want? He taxes me because he views that the city has profit, so he wants the profit to stay in the city. So it's all mekayek to melech. Means I pay the taxes to the king, so I have the king's melech, as if I invoke his power that for his toelis we want the profits to stay in the city to pay up his taxes, and since he has the koyak to stop people from coming in, we have the koyak as well.
He doesn't care what happens. He just wants X amount of.
Correct. What I'm saying, but that's Chazal's hagdora, that we allow you to invoke that koyak hamelech. But if the melech lehedi says we doesn't want that, he doesn't want you to stop someone from coming out of state, then you don't have that koyak.
Well, the system which relies on public education, I mean, if you have a family of 10, that's a losing rateable. That whole thing
started. All right. Let's go back to. Yeah, anyway, so that's another heta here. The heta is Yom HaShuk, or like we said, of Yesh Lamal Vabir. Okay, continue. Yesh Oimrim. I skipped a line. Vim Yeshlin Muva Beir, if they have a Muva Beir, Yechelin Luvois, how much? Only Achi is Taka Kadeh Benasasi Kadeh Shigba Chavaisav. Like we said in the Makaba too. If you have a Muva Beir that you're waiting to collect, and that's why you have to hang around, that gives you a heta to stay in the city, only as much as you need Kadeh Benasasi. Alright. Yesh Oimrim. Here comes another major, major heta. Yesh Oimrim. Hod B'nei Ha'ir Yechelin Lumchois B'vnei Ir Acheres. This whole thing is only Hainudafka Bedeleka Pseidu Lulukuches. By stopping that outside seller, you're not hurting the inside Loichem. Shemoichrin kishayim b'nei ir, these sellers that want to come in are just like the sellers in the city, so we don't need them. V'gam skerasim ein atay v'yaisa, and the goods that they have aren't any better than the goods that are mishal b'nei ir, that are already in the city, so we don't need them at all. They're not better price and they're not better quality. Avalam noisnin yaisa b'zoyim. But if these sellers are coming in at a discount, they have a sale, they're giving it cheaper, or they have better quality, that the loichim derive a benefit from them. They for them, it's enough having these sellers come in. The of this city cannot stop. It's a major heter. You cannot stop somebody from coming in if he has better quality goods or if he's cheaper. It's a takonis, it's a hanoah for the lakuchais, Kozman, it's a hanoah for the lakuchais, the seller cannot stop him.
As far as tax, what the seller ends up paying higher taxes to the king, to the municipality. He comes and says, okay, they're currently selling this at $5, I'll sell it at $2 and give $2 taxes.
$2 taxes. We're not talking about taxes. Damn, the guy's coming in and he's selling it cheaper, so he has a takon or hanoah for the loichim.
But if he's providing more for the king, whatever.
Who? The seller in the city?
The seller outside the city.
He's not providing anything to the king.
If he agrees, if part of his sale.
So that's the other chart discussed. Could you come into the city? I'm a nasa for now and to pay taxes. But let's assume he's not paying taxes. He wants to come into the city just to do skaris. We throw him out. But if him coming in is going to be anof for the loichim, then he has a right. Very often clothing stores from New York come in and they make end of season sale here in Lakewood, and they sell shoes and clothing, whatever it is, and the store owners here are up in arms. Correct, they do a lot of damage to store owners here, and they're up in arms and fighting. It's taka gefelik, but does state in this halacha that even though they do a lot of damage, it's muta, because you only have a right to stop them when everything is equal. But if they're coming in and giving a great discount for the people in the city, so hanos alakukas doesn't give you a right to stop them. Some people want to say as far as that if the hana is only transient, it's only for a short period of time, and the damage they're going to do is infinite, because they're going to close down the present stores. So then when it's during the season, you're not going to have a shoe store to shop by, because the end of sales from out of town made sure to close down all the existing shoe stores. So then they want to say that maybe this halakha doesn't apply. That was maybe a mole in Lakewood maybe 10 years ago. Today, these end of season sales aren't really closing down all the shoe stores or the clothing stores. I'm sure you'll have at least one clothing store, one shoe store, one hat store, one fish store, one every store open. So mamela, you don't have that time anymore. So mamela, back to the halakha. The halakha is if you have a takana, hana for the lukuchais, then you have no right to stop him. It's a noah for the lukuchos, that's a heta.
The moichin is the same guy there as
sorry?
The ain moichin is taishu, but the moichin is lachatchila, what he's doing.
He's allowed, right? He's allowed to come in. Right, it's lachatchila, he's allowed to come in. He's doing a toive for b'nei ir. They never made this takana. And what's the lumdus? So let me just develop it a little bit. Kafi pshuto, the pasha pshad is that whenever Chazal makes these type of takanas, whatever it is, they always have to take into account everybody. Right, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is also Kelamuna Veinava Tzadik Gadol. He takes it into Cheshbon. Everyone, Chazal also try to take in the Cheshbon. They're not going to protect a seller if by their protection they're killing 100 buyers. It doesn't make any sense. They wouldn't do that. To take it even a drop further in Lamdus is that they gave. If you have Hanoah for the Leichim, they gave these outsiders the koyach of these Leichim. Just like these Leichim have a right to open up the store because they are B'nai Ir. So you who are coming in and are benefiting these Leichim, these B'nai Ir, you have their koyach, just like they could open up a store, and it's their Hanoah, so you're doing something for them, so you'll have their koyach to also open up a store. You'll have as much as they have. It's just a step further in Lomdus. There are nafkaminis how to touch it. Sorry?
When they're selling below cost?
That doesn't make a difference. A lot of, if there is a takana loikon to have people selling below cost? So it's a takana, so it's a hano, so it's a gewaldic.
The reason they're not doing it in their own town is because they'll kill their own business. The reason they're going to the other town.
I hear, but the mice is, it should be mota. Now, if you talk about other Yisurim, or Paskas Chiyusa Legami, if you're going to close the guy down in Gansin, these things, the chayyah, this heter won't work. I'm not, again, that chesam, this het is only a heta for someone who's a la benir. You can come in if you're being mahana, the b'nei ir. But if the issue would be, let's say, the chesam soifa, that you're now like close the guy down the gamri, if you hold the chesam soifa, you subscribe to his issa, then l'chayit, this het is not going to apply. This het only applies to come in. But the Bnei Yair who are being Nana also don't have a right to close down fellow Bnei Yair Lagamri. They only have a right to compete fairly, but not to close them down Lagamri. Paskas Chalisu Lagamri, the Chassam Seif Old is also. So if I'm going to come in, and because of my sales, I'm going to close down these stores for good, and Paskas Chalisu Lagamri, so L'chayyad, you should say that het is not going to work. Because the Bnei Aleichim who are Nanim, they Bnei Yair are Nanim, also can't close down this guy Lagamri. So how, because I'm being Mahana, those Leichim, I could close the guy down Lagamri? So L'chayyir not. It's only a Hetah for the Din of Bnei Yair. All right, because I'm safe as Halacha as a Machlekes.
If someone sells at low cost, he's not benefiting either. So therefore, it's only
intentionist
to close that with
those. No, he's benefiting, he's raising liquid, he's raising capital, it's end the season, he's trying to dump it. He has other Cheshbonis, but it doesn't make a difference. I'll tell you that the seller's not gaining and the other seller's not gaining. But we're concerned is, are the boys gaining? If the boys of the Bnei Yair are gaining, so it's Hanoah, it's a Lekuchas, have a right to come in.
The height of the sellers are like them in the sense they pay rent, different incomes, side incomes that they supply.
Who supplies?
The Meichim.
The Meichim are coming in, or the Meichim are here?
The Meichim pay rent to a landlord.
The Meichim are here, are benefiting. I understand, so they'll...
So they're going to do damage to the landlord.
Indirect. If you close the guy down, and so it's indirect, they'll do damage, but it's... Even if it's a trade-off, even if it's a wash, you're good, so it's mutter. Then in order to make it us, you have to say that it's only an avla to the city. But if it's a maila and a chazorin to the city, it's a chazorin to the moichim, and it's a maila to the leichim. So it's a wash. They never made the takana to ask you from coming in.
So the landlords are leichim or
leichim? That could be both things. All right.
So one item cheap and
another
9 items not cheap.
Oh, very good. So now, this hetah, pashtus, kafi pshuta, is only a hetah to sell those items that are a benefit for the city. If you sell diapers cheaper or better quality diapers, good, so you could come in the city and sell diapers, but it doesn't give you a right to sell baby shampoo and whatever else you need. Part of that business. It only gives you a hetah for those items that are a takana for the lukuchas. That's the chayr pshat here. But let's just work it out. I believe, without a raya, that if the only way you could sell these diapers cheaper, if the only way you could do such a business, to be in the line, is only if you sell shaya rakas as well, all the other accessories that go along with selling diapers, that's the nature of the business, then if you are cheaper on the diapers and takanas and lukukas, l'chayu should have a right now to extend that to other items as well. I don't have a right to this, but I'll give you a dmus right to this, and we discussed this in the past, is that we had before in Sifhei, or Sivav, you have a Tamachachim, or Bnei Yair, Trichim L'Tayrasai, or Malam De Tanoikas, a Bnei Yair, Trichim L'Tayrasai, all of a sudden they're allowed to open up. Sorry? Yeah, but once they need that Torah, now they can open up every store they want. Mm-hmm. They can open up, right, that confectionery collection. We started off with. They can open anything you want, right?
It also says that he's going to sell his stuff, he's going to go back to learn.
No. It says that Talmid Chachamim, you're right, Talmid Chachamim who's Kavua, he's talking, all he's interested in, that's only Legabi the Reichlin. But if you're talking about, let's say, Malam De Tanoikis, you know, the moonlight, in the morning they're a Rebbe, and the afternoon they open up a candy store. So now what do you do? So now they're competing. Well, what's the hetah? Because Bnei Yair Tzrichim L'Tarasi, to be Malam De Tanoikis, all of a sudden they have a hetah for all the other Zachan they're doing, which is a big Kiddush. So
they have to buy the papers, they shouldn't have to go to the store.
Okay, fine. We could throw in that sort too. Not always that it works. What? Sorry?
Is this distinction only made in quality?
Look, service is part of quality, if it's significant. All right.
If you saw Milan tonight as a heather, really, 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 what happens if you have a website that could be everywhere?
Yeah.
Really, an educational website that anyone can go ahead and geared for tonight's in every single town.
Right, and then all of a sudden, on that website, you're going to sell stuff too.
No, but now I'm not bound. I automatically have the heter of being a blum.
No, you don't, right. Because you could do that. So to carry your website in a different city, don't come here to do that. Besides, it's between me and you, I don't think a website ranks as a malamet tanoikas. But right. Anyway, but now, so the heta of the Ramah is only hanois lekuchas, and this hanois lekuchas is sai for zoil and sai for better quality goods. Very important. Sai for cheaper and sai for better quality goods gives you a heta for hanois halekim. All right? Now, I want to just bring this out. If the heta is only hanois halekim, so it should come out, this heta is only for the very first one. Let's say somebody's coming from out of town and selling better nash, better chocolates and confectionery. I mean, it's not shaykh, but it's better chocolates. Lu yitzur. If you're selling better chocolates, so he has a right to come into the town, right? So because it's hanos aleichem, we want better chocolates in the city. Now, let's say somebody else out of the city also sells better chocolates. Could he also come into, because it's better chocolates, he's coming to town, he's providing better chocolates. I would taina that only the first guy has the heta. Because for the second guy, you no longer talk on hanos aleichem. There's already somebody selling better chocolates in the city. We don't need a second guy to come in.
The
B'nai Yair could block bets and Eddie love B'nai Yair. The only reason why they can't block is because it's hanos aleichem, because that product is not found in the city. That product is found in the city by the first love B'nai Yair came in. So the second love B'nai Yair has no right to come in.
Why is he a president over the second
man? By the way, I'm not saying that the first Lav Ben Ir could stop the second Lav Ben Ir. I'm saying the Ben Ir could stop the Lav. The Ben Ir really was supposed to be able to stop both Lav Ben Ir. The only reason he can't stop the first guy is because Anos Lukukas. Good, so I give up. But for the second guy, I want to stop. Where's Anos Lukukas now?
So you want the second guy. You're like, the nicer guy. The first guy.
The first guy cannot provide enough for the
Lukukas. Or if he can't provide enough, so then it's Anos Lukukas. I'm saying, but let's say the first guy is there. Now you don't have a heta for the second guy. The whole letter was Anos Lukukas for the city, so now we don't need that Anos.
The question is when the Ben Ir is blocking somebody from coming in, is it for himself or is it for the other Moichrim? The Chayritz v'legabe the other Moichrim.
The Ben Ir, normally, the Ben Ir seller stops a competitive seller from coming in.
Right.
So he has his own interest in mind.
His own interest, right?
Right now,
so the other Ben Ir can't do it. It's only the Moichrim.
Regardless, it's a Yesh Ladim. It's depending on Torah. But I don't know why it makes a difference here. Ben Ir really is supposed to be able to stop every La Ben Ir, but he can't stop the first one because I know it's a Lukukim.
There's two things you can find over here. Number one, the whole purpose is I'm trying to stop the guy because he's breaking my business. Okay? Why would I let somebody else come in?
I can't stop him. If he has a nos lekukas, the Chazal never gave me the right to stop. In Metzias, is the second guy a nos for the loikim or not? If it's not a nos for loikim, I can stop him. And it's Metzias, he's not a nos because the first guy's already there.
Right, he's not a
nos. So it's not a nos, I can stop him. Finished. So it comes out that this hetef, it's a nos loikim, is only hetef for the very first one, which I know is a major chiddush, but that's what should come out. It's only hetef for the first person to come in. Now, how much zoy...
The second one's cheaper than the first one.
So now the second one should be able to stay because it's another, and the first one might have to leave, right? I was glad they're only saying Gradi should not be Schari Toiva. Because Schari Toiva, if I wanted that quality, I'll go somewhere else to buy it. By someone who's cheaper, I'm not sure if you could now stop the second guy who's cheaper, because every time you buy, you're buying something cheaper than the Bnei, so that every purchase is Anos Aleichem. So maybe that you would be allowed to have a second guy in. But I'm talking about Schari Toiva. If he has better quality goods, for those people who want $400 shoes, go to that guy. Don't go to the second store. Go to that guy. One store in town enough is enough to provide for that quality good. So Mamela, you don't have a heta for that. But if now the second guy has even a $500 pair of shoes, it's even more better quality and economy. Maybe we could stop the other guy. Maybe. I hear. All right. Now this heta...
That guy, because this is good for this person, that good for that, that good for that person. There are two identical ones who will be able to stop.
I hear. I'm asking. I accept that. Okay.
In a situation where nowadays where you have a lower quality but a better brand... So really, in terms of the good...
What does that mean? It's a low quality good, so then it's not... So how could it be better if it's low?
Thread count, different brand. It's Polo. It's not...
And therefore what? But is it better or not?
It's better. In terms of...
So it has some advantages and some disadvantages?
Exactly. It's inferior in terms of quality, but better in terms of market hype.
I don't think market hype. It's a mitzvah. If it's better quality or not. All right. Now, this heta of zoil is gadol makleikus rishonim, if it has to be zoil harbe, or even some insignificant zol, even zol ma'at, and from the Stimus Ramah, the Piskei Tshuva brings a nakla shiva, from the Stimus Ramah, you see, afilu moizli purto, le matzi ma'akve, even a little cheaper is enough. I would assume that even purta has a shiur. It doesn't mean if you're a penny cheaper. But even if it's not major significant, major discount, it's still a heta to come in as long as you are lamaisa cheaper. Now, continues Ramah, hayoyis the whole heta of schayer toiva and zoyel is a heta only because hanos aloichim. Continues Ramah, uvavah to memela, this whole heta is only shiyu aloichim Yisraelim, provided the people who are benefiting are Yisraelim. If the whole heta is hanos aloichim, and the aloichim are Yisraelim, so then it's kedai for them, good. Let's say you're going to China, that the only people who are buying the goods are goyim. And there's already a Yiddish seicha in China. And you're trying to come in, be the second Yiddish seicha, and you're going to say, oh, I have a right to come in. Why? Because I'm cheaper, I have better goods. That's not a heta, because who are you benefiting? You're benefiting goyim. It's not a heta. The heta is only if you benefit Yidin, then you have a heta. Hanois aleichem, they allowed you to come in. So it's very important. You see how important this is, that if hayois, the whole heta is only because hanois aleichem, so it already has limitations. It has a limitation, you have to be only the first one coming in. You have to have only when the nenim yidim. If you're nenim goyim, you don't have this heta. The Yad Rama says that even if it's Ruba Goyim, as long as Miyuta are Yisraelim, which is most likely the case, Afilu Miyuta Yisraelim, that's already enough of a heta of Anas Aleichem. As long as there are buyers, the Yiddish buyers who are benefiting, that already gives you a heta to come in. All right. So that's this heta. Now, this heta of Zoyl and Schoira Harbe, Schoira Yaisa Toiva, this heta, we had a halacha before when a Lav Ben Ir pays taxes, that gives him a right to come into the city. But yet, there's Machlokes Mechab Ramah, does that even give you a right to come into the same Mavoy, to the same neighborhood? Mechab holds, yes, you're even allowed to be Chanusa Bitzad Chanusa Shachaveroi. And the Ramah before said, no, that heta does only allow you to get into the city, but doesn't allow you to park yourself mamish in the same Mavoy of an existing store. What would be Legabi this? If a person is Yaisa Toiva or Yisrael, does that give him a heta to come into the same Mavi, the same neighborhood? That's a Shaila. So the Nesivis Nemzon, Mamish the extreme. He Nemzon, a feel of the Mechaba over there, who holds that you're allowed to come into the same Mavi when you're paying taxes, doesn't allow you to come into the same Mavi when you're cheaper. This is a Shvacha heta. It's not as good of a heta, and it only gives you a right to come into the city, but not enough Mamish to come into the same Mavi. And kosher came later in laws like that. However, the Nesivis is shver because this halakha comes from the Rimi Magash. In Bokshan, we have the Rimi Magash. You look at the Rimi Magash, he says, Lahedi, I feel a chanus betzad chanusai. So the Rimi Magash got the holds that it is a head to even to park yourself mamish in the same mavoi. And the Rimi Magash, Lishitazi, holds over there also when you're paying taxes, like the Rambam, you're allowed to park yourself even in the same mavoi. But so, the Mechabishit L'Chari is pretty clear you're allowed to come in, but at least as Azoivait L'Chari could take out from the Nesivis that this Heta is Shvacher than that Heta, and if the Ramah over there says that you're not allowed to come into the Movi if you're paying taxes, if you're allowed to be here, you only have a right to come in the city, but not in the Movi, then Koshik and the Ramah should hold over here that the Heta of Zoyel and Schoyer Toiva is only Heta to come into the city and not into the same Movi. And Gadol Mikras Pitenbrock Shem says the same thing. So this Heta, again, has its limitations. It's only Heta to come into the city, but not in the same oven. And just to give it a little tavlin, it makes, I mean, God, you don't need this, but it makes a shtuk of sense. What's a heta? Hanos aloikim. So don't park yourself in the same mavi. Any loikeach who wants the better quality goods or the cheaper goods will go to you outside the mavi. You don't have to park mamish in the same mavi to compete for that hanos. You want mamish akadekak, that should be so convenient for him too. All right, I don't know if you need this tavlin, but at least in Svara, it makes a lot of sense. So it should come out, Lilidiano, that we go like the Ramah, you don't have a right to come into the same mavi. All right. Now, let's continue.
You see the convenience. You're using that title, but you see the convenience, the gabi, the halacha to buy from a yid. If I remember correctly, we learned that
convenience doesn't play a role. It means we don't care.
It depends what kind of convenience we said.
We hold that you still have to buy by yid, even if it's more inconvenient than a guy.
Depending how much, though.
Normal inconvenience, you suppose. So I bring a riot. Can a guy come into the city because he's making it better for convenience for a lot of the people in the city? No, that's not a nos aleichem. That's not enough to make a nos aleichem. A nos aleichem has to be better schayra or zoyel. So you see that degree, that convenience issue is not considered a nois aleichem. So that doesn't give you a right to come in. What gives you a right is the zoyel. So if you want zoyel, go outside your mavi and get the zoyel. Don't park yourself in the same mavi.
Better service is also...
Better service is like schayra toiva. It's part of the package.
Better service might be...
Better convenience. All right. But you see, not, that's klar. You see, not like that. You see, the het is only if you're cheaper or you have better schayra, that makes it better. Now, better schayra means even if you have to pay more for the better schayra. But those people who want better quality goods... even though they're willing to pay for it, good, but they want better quality goods. For them, it's hanos aleichem rather than to get inferior goods even at a cheaper price. Okay, let's continue. We're going to have to revisit this shortly. I just want to theorize an alumnus here. Ukeshemivim schayr echeres she'ein lebnei ir. If they bring schayr that bechlal the bnei ir don't have. Till now we're talking about the same type of schayr, just better quality. T-shirts, polo, and you bring better quality T-shirts. But if you bring something else that bechlal is not in the city, they're not cheaper. And it's not better. They cannot complain. Why not? Now the pashas from the steamers alosh and the ramah is mashma.
Why should they complain?
Why should they? Why not?
Because nobody else sells it.
Oh, so pashas, why should you complain? You're not hurting me anyway. Okay, we're going to get to it shortly. But I just want to make a deek in the ramah. From the fact that the ramah limited, he qualified the first heta of Schar Teva and Zoyl is only a heta when they are Yidim buyers and not Goyim. And then all of a sudden he says, "Ukshemivim Schar Macheres Stamuzay Einim Yichayin Lemchayis." It's Masha that this heta is not because Hanois Aleichem. This heta is even if there are only Goyish buyers in the city, there are no Yiddish buyers. There's no Hanois Aleichem issue here. You still have a heta because
you're not hurting anyone.
You want to say because you're not hurting anyone. So rather, so they're not. Well, here's the only guy. What gives you right to come in?
You bring something that they don't have, and you bring other things along. Right, so that's right. The chiddush that you can bring.
Oh, you mean that? So that's why indirectly we're hurting. So rather, the reason for this heta, the Nachle Shiva says in the end of Simen Gimel, Hitaka says the reason is because midas doim is zen and of zelokos. So you're not hurting him. So mamela it's mutter. Mamish your sfar. If Lot Yehud should come out, that you are hurting him.
But what does other sfar mean?
Oh.
When was the town they sell only black pants? And a guy comes in with blue pants. Now, if a guy wouldn't come with blue pants, I'd buy black pants.
Very good. So, okay, that's what I want to say. I hold that the Nakhle Shiv is a Pella. Because Schreira, other Schreira means that when you're going to buy that other square, you're going to buy less from the people in the city. If I want to have, let me just give it out a little better, Marshall. If let's say till now in the city, they're only selling regular cars. And also when guys are coming to the city, it's some minivans or SUVs. So you can tell me it's different schayra. It's not a taiva or worse. It's a whole different type of schayra, right? You're going to say, "Oh, you're not hurting me." You are hurting me because if every SUV that's bought here, you know that they're not going to buy a regular car. Now, if you wouldn't have brought in your SUVs, they would have bought regular cars. So indirectly, you are hurting me, even though it's not the same schayra. Let's say I'll give you a different marshal. People in the city are only selling apples, and you're not going to bring in oranges. Now, apples are not oranges. If anyone wants apple, doesn't want orange, I want an apple. But sometimes, if I have a variety, today I'll buy an apple, tomorrow I'll buy an orange. So for every orange that's bought in the city, they're buying one less apple in the city. It's partial like that. Or let's say this city, we had a din Torah once like this, the city had a fleisch, it was a small city in New York, and they had a fleischiger restaurant. And comes in a milchiger restaurant. And the fleischiger restaurant took the milchiger restaurant to a din Torah, saying that you're a pesach chiyusa. So we asked him, what's going on? This fleischiger and milchiger, what do you... No, he said, there are people who like to eat in restaurants. If there's only one restaurant, they'll always eat by that restaurant. If there are two restaurants, Monday will be fleishiks, Tuesday will be milchiks, Wednesday will be sushi. That's how they'll go around. It's not a problem. So by them, it's going to be indirectly hurting all the restaurants. So you can't kind of, it's because zenen of zelo chasa, it is chasa. So l'chay, you have to say a different pshat. Now if you look at the goyin, sivkot and lamed zayin, I think the goyin needs to say a different pshat. The goyin says, ukshemivim, the reason why it's mutter, the loy shayach time to paskas lechayusay. Over here, doesn't shayach the time of paskas. It's not considered competition. V'chei mashman, he brings the raya from the Gemara because it says mashamu mechitz b'tzad mechitz. You now let park one bathhouse next to another bathhouse. Mashma dafka oisa umnitz. It's mamish a bathhouse. But let's say the guy won't park a bathhouse; he'll park a swimming pool. And some people who go swimming don't take baths, so that's going to be mutter. It's not.
Who says that that's what he means?
You're right. I'm putting into the going. But what I'm trying to bring out is that when Chazal were kaveya, this din of Pisa Chiyus, when they made the din of competition, you see from all the rayas of the Gemara, all the tzirum of the Gemara, is if it's mamish, the same thing. Merchitz connected, merchitz, chanus betzad, chanus shechaveri. But if it's one thing against the other, even though it's indirectly hurting the person. Yeah, I'm saying full on mask, you didn't call them. But you have other things.
One fruit store versus another kind of fruit store.
No, one fruit store versus a different, not even a fruit store. Let's say I have a what is it, vegetarian, these type of health goods stores, right? And there's already a Shlomi's Kosher World in town. There's only one. And comes on the health goods store. Now, Shlomi's Kosher doesn't sell anything healthy, let's assume, right? right? So Lemaisa, every time someone's going to buy by the health goods store, he's going to buy less food from Shleimitz because he has a certain amount of budget he wants to spend on food, or he has a certain amount of appetite he can eat food. For every time he's buying this, who knows what, in the health food store, he's not going to buy your stuff. So it's, you are hurting the guy, but it's an indirect hurt. It's not direct competition. Chazal only made the takon of Paskas Kiyusim when it's direct competition.
But a salesperson's a Jew, and he'll lose commission. Would we say that's a loss now to the Jewish?
The Goyish store in town is I don't know if that's enough to. He's only indirect. If you tell me he's a shutev in the store, he'll create you a structure, 1%, right? But if he's not a shutev in the store, I don't know if that's going to help out here. We had the other way around. We had a nachla shivin in my shach that if someone's coming outside the city and takes in a shutev or takes in the oris, takes in somebody to have commission, that gives him a right to come into the city because. Nene b'nei'ir, and that's gebayt on this halacha. They're coming from this halacha. Just like you see nene aloikim, so too, if you have a shutif or a salesperson who's being nene who's a b'nei'ir, that gives you a right to come in. But to go the other way, to say that makes you have a din to stop the other guy, I don't believe so, but I don't have a raya. Anyway, but what I also see from the goyin, I want to take out another interesting point from the goyin. Till now we had that there's a chilik between the halacha of zoil and a ischara echeres. One chilik is blatant in the norma about goyim. If there's no anos aleichem, even if it's goyim, so the first heta doesn't apply, but if it's ischara echeres, it does apply. Then we said that the whole heta of anos aleichem is only for the very first person who comes in, not for the second, because no longer anos aleichem. But if the var is, it's a whole different thing, so the second health food store could also come in. Because the var is, this is not considered competition, so you're allowed to come in. But from the goyim, I see another chilek. The goyim says, it says in Gemara, mechitz b'tzad mechitz, chanus b'tzad chanus shechavei in the same mavoi. And you see in the Gemara, only mechitz, but if it would be something else, it would be mutter. Mashman the goyim, that if you have schayra acheris, it's mutter even in the very same mavoi. We said before from the Nesivis and the Minchas Pitim that the Heta Anos Aleichem only give you a Heta to come in the city, but not in the same Mavoi. But from this Heta, the Heta of Schari Acheris, allows you even to come into the city and even to come into the Mavoi, because this is not competition. So you throw out the whole Alochas, the whole Kufnin Vav is thrown out. Kufnin Vav means when you have competition on the same industry, in the same Inyan. If it's not the same Inyan, Chazal never made this din of Pisach Chayus Memel, everything is Mata, even the same Mavoi.
It's really indirect. I mean, to say that the person has expendable dollars and he's not going to spend it somewhere else, the indirect type of...
Correct. That's non-competition. If a guy, you're going to tell me, what happens if, I mean, you take it to an extreme, if a guy is bringing in cars, and because he brings, oh, forget, he's selling cars in the city, and now someone opens up a clothing store. So you could argue, you know, if you wouldn't have sold clothing in the city, they'll have to splurge somewhere else. Right. They'll have to have their outlet in buying new cars. But now they're spending money on clothing, they can't afford to buy cars. So indirectly hurting me. That's not a taina. It's a different schayra. They never made the dinner, piece of chiyus, b'chagan, on an indirect competition. They didn't make it.
How far you take it? Marshall, let's go back to the famous case that we had of Coca-Cola versus Pepsi.
Yeah, okay, I don't know.
You have an exclusive on Pepsi.
I don't know if that's Charis. That's both cola. One might be a little different. One might be better quality. We can argue about that. That goes in Charitaiva. Charitaiva is also better stuff. Till now you were selling one type of shoes, French Rhine, and now you're selling Bally shoes. I know you're selling something on a different level. But that's the same thing. We're both selling shoes, just a notch above, a better type of shoe. But with them, if you're selling something entirely different, that's istamehet. That's no problem. That's perfectly all right. All right. Let's go back now to a sma, and it's a very difficult.
You have the same type of thing. You have juices versus sodas versus bottled water. I mean, where do you draw the line? You know, are you saying it's beverages? Are you saying it's
Call if you raise any iodine. If it's, I'm not saying that I have a chlorag doro, but if it's the same min, just better quality, so that's, you need the heta of anos aleichem. If it's a different min, then you have this heta, but chlal, there's no din of pizik chiyas.
And I'm, the whole thing, you both on anos aleichem.
That was before. And then all of a sudden the Ramah said, he already said schari tov is good, right?
He's saying,
he's not coming to say, and I have another hetzer of kshmavim spider
hetzer. I forget, he does, because he says, Ava pidulim moizli b'mekka, so you don't have that hetzer. Ve'enu yaisa toiva, so you don't have the hetzer al tanois aloikin, because those two tetem went out the window. It's not cheaper, and it's not better, but still, enu kailum kais.
In the context of Ava pi, why doesn't he just say, Allah, that the kshmavim spider hetzer is mitzvah, finished?
Because I think he's trying to bring this point out that I'm not coming because I'm a nois aloikin.
If it's not moizu, or it's not tzchoy racheres, this is also considered a nois aloikin.
Okay, but from the Gaon you see not like that, because the Gaon says over here that het is because lo shayek time to pass because you see, right? And from an akla shiva you also see not like that, because he had to come onto your type of svara that it's then and of the lochasa. I think he is. The next line is another hetter. To mivim skarach es bchal it's mutter. That's the point. Avi do a meizel. You don't have the swar of a nice alekim. It's still mutter.
It's a new hetter.
All right. Now, let's do a massive cotton chav gimel, and we'll see that it's not so poshut. Zok to sma oishu yaisa taiva. He's going back on the hetter of the Ramah when it's yaisa taiva, which Ramah said that whole hetter is only because of a nice alekim. Again, the het of Yaisa Toiv in Ramah is only a nois aleichem if to be a guy or of the other second or whatever it is. You don't have this hetta. Coming in the mother, you don't have the hetta. Comes along the Isman, he says, quotes a Beis Yosef. Now let me give you a backdrop. Backdrop is that really there's a machlokes rishonim if Zoyl is a hetta bechlal. We pask in the Ramah, just paskin that Zoyl is a hetta. The Ramban holds that Zoyl is not a hetta. A nois aleichem, he doesn't care about a nois aleichem. My colleagues had a touch up the Rambam, but I'm just going with this touch. Either we don't care about Anois Aleichem, the Beis Yosef has that touch. We don't care, even a Moizli Harbi doesn't make a difference, it's still also to come into the city. Umadina, Zok the Rambam, however, Moida, that if it will be Schoira Toiva, it will be better quality goods, that's going to be Mutter, because that's like Schoira Acheres Domi. It's like a whole different thing. And by whole different thing is Mutter, because there's no din and there's no issa of Paschas Chayuse when it's a whole different thing. So by Schoira Toivu also be Mutta just like Schoira Acheris. That's the Ramban. Okay? Now, means just to swallow this Ramban, comes out the Ramban that even Schoira Toivu, the het is not because of Anois Aleichem, because Ramban doesn't hold up Anois Aleichem. The het is because it's like Schoira Acheris, and now it's Mutta just like Schoira Acheris is Mutta. So then, like this Ramban, he sort of surpassed the Rimagash. He holds that it's Mutta, not because of Anois Aleichem, he holds it's Mutta because it's Schoira Acheris and never made a dim piece of chiyus. So it should be Mutta even if the only goyishes buyers, and it should be Mutta, maybe in the same movie, whatever chilukim there are. He holds it's like Schoira Acheris dummy. Came along the Beis Yosef and asked on the Ramban. He doesn't understand the Ramban. Like the Ramban that learns that Schoira Toiva is like Schoira Acheres Dami, then why did he have to say it only by Schoira Toiva? It should be even by Schoira Ra. Let's say the city is selling $200 or $150 shoes. So if you sell $400 shoes, it's Mutta. It should be Mutta who them you sell $50 shoes, it should be Mutta. It's Schoira Acheres Dami. Just like Schoira Toiva is Kischera Acheres Dami, so Schoira Ra should also be Kischera Acheres Dami. So why did Ramban, when he's saying it, says it only by Schoira Toiva? How does that affect the Beis Yosef? So on that, and the Beis Yosef doesn't have an Eitzi Bleib Tzarechin on the Ramban. So on that Kasha, from that Kasha, Zaktisma, Ha Beis Yosef Kosa, the Mistabe, Loima, the Hu Adin Mi Yaisa Ra. Not only when it's Yaisa Toiv, it's Mutta, but Hu Adinim Yaisa Ra, it's Mutta, have like a Trey Minim. Just like by Yaisa Ra, it's also like Trey Minim that's going to be Mutta, Valu B'Tzarachin, and Iblaib B'Tzarachin. So here's a Sma. So the Sma is understood from the Beis Yosef, that's even a Psak Halacha, that it's a Tzarachin that it might be Mutta even if it's Chayra Ra, just like Chayra Toiv. Now the problem is, it's very nice you want to say it in the Ramban, but you can't say it in the Ramah. From the Lashon of the Rasma, he puts it in. The Hu Adin Yaisiraz have like Trey Minim, as if he means to say that Schoira Toiv is like Trey Minim, and Hu Adin Schoira Ra is also like Trey Minim. Now it's not true. Schoira Toiv is not like Trey Minim. It's only like Trey Minim in the Ramban. But we, the Ramah, Paschans like the Rimagash, that Schoira Toiv is only a Heta because Hanois Aleichem. So this Lashon doesn't fit. You can't say Hu Adin Yaisiraz have like Trey Minim, as if to say that Schoira Toiv is also Trey Minim. It's not true. It has its limitation. It will be only going in the city, the Ramah says it's also, because you don't have a nois aleichem. But be a schoira acheres, it's mutter even if the only goyim in the city, because there's no din piece of chis by schoira acheres.
It's also the element of Thomas.
But he doesn't say that. He says, Havale ketrei minim. The Ramban doesn't hold of Hanos Aleichem. And the Beis Yosef is asking on the Ramban, on the Rambuki Yosef, which also goes Beshit as Ramban. If you would have said that, we could have done it. And I'd rather think that's not true. I think that Tzchir Ra doesn't have a toiva for the Bnei Ir. And I'll explain why. Because even if Tzchir Ra is sold at a cheaper price, I don't think that that's going to be a het of Hanos Aleichem. Why? Hanos Aleichem has to be something intrinsic in the thing. Either it's a sale, so getting it this item for cheaper price, so it's a no machmas the price, or it's better quality. So even though I'm paying for the better quality, but for those people who want better quality, they have it available, where until now they didn't have it. No one wants chayra. So as the item itself, it's certainly not better. You're only worrying about the price. If you tell me that this chayra is so much cheaper, that it's even cheaper kefi the eruk of chayra benini, then I hear. But if chayra benini goes for $100 and chayra goes for $50, and it's because Schar Ra is only worth half of a Schar Benini, so then I didn't gain anything in quality and I didn't gain anything in value. The value, but I didn't gain.
Look at the farmers market in New York. They bring
I didn't gain any value. Value means that I got more for my money. Did you get more for your money? You didn't get more for your money. You're able to buy. That we don't find anywhere that that's a heta. Nowhere. Nowhere do we see that. We only see Hanos Aleichem, when the Rima Gash said it, by Schere Toiva and by Zoyl. We never found that because now I could afford to buy until now I got it
at a better price.
Schere Toiva means I Schere Toiva, Grada Rima Gash was talking about when I got it at a better price, Grada. But even if you paid more for it, but I have the intrinsic Milo of Schere Toiva. Let's say until now I have a paper puncher that punches 10 pages at a time. And I punch a lot of papers. So for me, it's a Milo to have a 20 page puncher. Now, even if I have to pay more for it, but it's worth it to me. I'm willing to pay more. So for me, for what I need in the product, it's a toiver for me. So it's intrinsic mile in the thing.
Obviously, he has a
Toyota
from it.
He doesn't have that. He can't afford a better thing. So that is not better in value. It's not better in value, and it's not better in service. Oh, so let me bring you a raya to this. The whole Ramah only said it by Schere Toiva. That's for sure. Halakha Psuka. All the Rishonim will go in the Rimagash. Also only said. Even the Beis Yosef, when he asked on the Ramban, was only asking on the Ramban because the Ramban holds it Ketrei Minim. So in the world of Trei Minim, I mean, we're not talking about because I know it's like we hold that Chazal never asked it because it's Ketrei Minim. So in Ketrei Minim, then even Ra is also Ketrei Minim, even if it's at a cheaper price. Good, but Ra is also Ketrei Minim. And just on a side note, you see from here, our previous Shmuel is not like the Nachla Shiva. Les Mandapalik, when you're selling Schere Toiva, Schere Ra, Les Mandapalik, you're really going to hurt the existing store here. Right? The Ziggins is selling Schere Benini, and you're selling Toiva or Ra. You sell both. You carry the lower end and the higher end, and the guy in town is selling the middle end. You're not going to hurt him? Of course you're going to hurt him. And nevertheless, it's Mutu. Why? Because Schere Acher is dummy. Who cares? What's the Heta Schere Acher is? If the Nachla Shiva was right, the whole Heta is only because then end of Zalachasa, it should be Asa. You see, it's a right to what we were saying, that the Heta is because Chazal never made the Issa when you're not directly competing. If you're selling a different product, it's Mutu. And the Ramban held, like you were trying to say, that even Schere Toiva is already considered kischer acher is dummy, and there's no is of competing, and we don't pass them like the Ramban. And in the Ramban, the Beis Yosef had a chakir. And let me bring you another raya that I'm right on this neguda. The Papula Charifta says, how can we find this heta of Zoil only by Schaira? The Schaira, every time a service provider, he'll paint a contract or a carpet or whatever it is, anytime you provide, any woman who comes into the city should be mutter if he's selling it cheaper. So why does it bring the halakha is brought down only by Schaira? Even though rather the castle kachim of an art over here says umen yakel lagava umen eirik, but am eirik aisu bezoil ulai kill kibeschari. He's mesuba ulai kill beschari, but he entertains that it might be the same halacha. But Bibul Charifta said we don't find it. Why not? It's like Bibul Charifta very geshmak avod. He says beschira is very easy. You could identify the quality of the beschira. So it's very simple to know that this shtender is better than that shtender. So we could then, is it cheap or not? Because if you're selling an inferior shtender and you're cheaper, you're not any miler for me. You're only a miler for me if you're selling the same shtender at a cheaper price. But he says, if you're talking about an woman who's doing any type of carpentry, any type of zak, and you it's more difficult generally as a klal. By schara you could tell the quality. By umnis you can't. He built you a house. His house is better. It's subjective. I think that guy builds a better house. How do you know which house is better? So what is he going to say? You let him come in because he's cheaper. This guy charges $100 a square foot, and this guy only charges $90 a square foot. Maybe his $90 square foot is because his square foot is only $90 in erech. Maybe it's also cheap in erech. And memela now you have no heta of zoyev. Let me ask you, who cares? But I have a head to, it's still Zoil, it's cheap, it's $90 for a $90 product instead of paying $100 for a $100 product. What happened to the head to, of Schere Toivo or Schere Ra? You see that that's not a head to. You see, Zoil is not a head to. Zoil means when you get more value for your money. But if you're going to get Kefia Erech, proportionately you're getting the same value, just you're paying cheaper because you're getting cheaper products, that doesn't give you a head to of Zoil. As I come to some people, Schere Toivo
is also the same price.
Seir Taiva got the Dachrenim say even if it's not the same price, and it makes a lot of sense. But Seir Taiva, intrinsically, the item is a better item. So even if I'm paying more, so I'm not gaining in the value, I'm talking about, but I'm gaining because I have more usage of the item, I want a better item. And Mimelo? Therefore what? But if raw is taka only worth half, if two left shoes is only worth one right shoe, whatever it is, so then I didn't gain anything. There was no value and there was no usage. I gained nothing from it.
You're saying a very defined case, a case where every single thing adds up. But what happens in the case where I'm able to buy a cheaper item, I'm getting 80% more value in terms of one, the
I told you, I have no problem. If you tell me that proportionally I'm getting a discount as well, that means, let's say Toiva goes for, or medium goes for $100 and raw should really go for 70, and this guy's selling raw for 60, then yes, and it'll be mutter. Why? Because, most guys they sell for what the real price is supposed to be. Here you're getting even more on kefir erich on what it's supposed to be, and gaining in value.
High quality, they have so many different elements that go in. You have design teams and branding.
But that's called achnas, that's part of the item. No, I want it that it should be cheaper than what it's normally supposed to be. If it's cheaper than what its value is, I'm gaining value when I buy that item. But if I don't gain value, and I don't gain the item itself, I'm not going to have that. Why?
Because over there, without, once you're giving me that you can't measure one against the other, I could tie it like this. The guy's giving me a cheaper price for an inferior product, but his inferiority is so much less that I'm paying actually more than the other.
So what? But this is what I could afford. So what? But this I could afford and that I can't afford, so it's still Zoil. But if you're learning like the Olam, that Zoil just means that I'm getting it, so that's still Zoil. So I should still have, I still have the ability to afford, and I can't afford it. And Lamai, you see that's not, and even from the Beis Yosef, you see that. The Beis Yosef had to say, Havli Katrei Minim. His head is only Av Katrei Minim, and it was a kasha on the Ramban. So Be'etzem, if you ask me, it's a Pelawad Ismar brought it down here. But even if you want to bring it down, but to now use it lahalacha is even more difficult. The Piskei Tshuva brings down from Nanakla Shiva, he says in Sifkotin Yud Beis, he says, I'm a Tshuva's Nakla Shiva, Shekasa Ladina Pashut, the Ein Yuchay Limchus when you have Schere Ra. Why? The Lai Adav Milu Haya Ibaya Begumara Vaosu Beteku, the Kaimla, the Chol Teku, the Mamayna Chrumla Taveva Kula, the Netva Vlaimatu Makav. Just like we had before the Marshal by Bar Mava, it was a Machloikas, if you allowed to stop a Benia from coming into your Mava, we say teiku, and we say yes, you're allowed to come in because it's a suffix. It's a suffix lukula. So it says, since the Beis Yosef was misupik, you don't blight tzarechin, and he's going against all the rishonim. But it's a suffix of the Beis Yosef. Le didi parshut, it's a tzarechin, and memela sveika lukula, you're allowed to come in for schayra ra. That's all.
Can we like the Ramban?
You know, it's like a double kimmy. First, you have to go, this whole thing is only in the Ramban Shita. And in the Ramban Shita, the Ramban in Mukhe said, Lahad, you're not like that. It's only with Toiva. But in the Beis Yosef Suffolk, in the Ramban. But the Ramban already passed not like the Ramban. He knew the Ramban, and he passed like the Rima Gash. You can't say Kimli Stam in the Velter, not like Ramah. The Ramban passing like the Rima Gash. He holds that Schere Toiva is not a heta because of Schere Ches. It's only a heta for Anois Aleichem. So how could Schere Ra be a heta? Schere Ra is certainly not. Schere Echeres of Schere Taiva is not Schere Echeres. The only Echeres is on Noiz Aleichem, and it's not on Noiz Aleichem. So what's going on? To bring this down is a Pella. All right. Anyway, what comes out of here is a very interesting tzak. What comes out over here is a major heter called Hanois Aleichem. It's Schere Taiva, it's Eisa Bezal, doesn't have to be a significant amount, even a little bit we said is a major heter, and that's enough to come in. And from there we learned out the other halakha, like I said before, that if someone is coming in from outside the city but takes a shutav in the city, so there is a hanah for somebody in the city, just like hanah salaykan gives him a right to come in, hanah from a shutav in the city also gives him a right to come in. Oh, Pasuk Chizul Lagami. We said that L'chayr, the svar over here is not going to work for Pasuk Chizul Lagami. The whole svar is only coming because you take on the Bnei Eir's kayak. But Pasuk Chizul Lagami, even the Bnei Eir don't have that kayak. Later, some
doesn't work for Pasuk Chizul.
Chayr Acher is not going to help you to Pasuk Chizul Lagami. It's only a head to come in as a lav Ben Eir. A lav Ben Eir is allowed to come in. No, but Milka Kinfleishiks, if you hold that that's Chayr Acheris, that will be a right oath. If it's Chayr Acheris, you mean that? When the Schera Acheris, what would happen if somehow Schera Acheris could be Goyim Mepaskas Chizul Gami? I think it's mutual exclusive. It's Schera Acheris and it's not direct. Why should it close somebody down?
Showing the connection.
If somehow, then yes, Lechoy Leite Chesam Soif, it would still be also as Paskas Chizul Gami. Just remember, Chesam Soif is not Pachet, it's a Maklaikis. But Lechoy. Nakamon? The guy says, "Oh, Shai, time to pass the Chizul." You see, because the no, it's not considered competition. It means it's known.
Yeah, but even if it's going to be,
indirect, but because everyone till the Chizul Soif understood pass the Chizul means you're competing. Chizul Soif created a new closing down is a whole new din. That no one had till the Chizul Soif. So anyone who subscribes to Chizul Soif is Issa. L'chaya, if it's shayach by a different schayer and you're not Pasuk Chizul Gami, can zayin yes and it'll be also. Can zayin. Now, I just want to be moisa, I skipped before, but that heter to come into the city when you have extended out alone, who had it to heter the other way around? The smart points and the chav beis, that if you borrowed money and you have to be in the city to pay off the loan, is also the same heter. It's a tzarek. If for some reason you have to be in the city while you're paying off the loan, yes, you'll have that tzarek as well.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.